This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. South Korean media says a North Korean train, presumably carrying leader Kim Jong-un, has departed for Russia for a possible meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The latest on this now from Associated Press reporter Karen Chamas.
Unidentified South Korean government sources were reported as saying that Kim's train most likely left North Korea on Sunday evening for a meeting with Putin as early as Tuesday. U.S. officials had recently released intelligence suggesting the North Korean and Russian leaders were arranging to meet. According to U.S. officials, Putin could focus on securing more supplies of North Korean artillery and other ammunition to fuel its war in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
Today is the 22nd anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the United States. VOA's Tommy McNeil says it will be marked across the country.
There are planned commemorations at the attack sites in New York's World Trade Center, the Pentagon in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and many other places. U.S. President Joe Biden is due to join service members and their families at a ceremony on a military base in Anchorage, Alaska. His visit is a reminder that the impact of 9/11 was felt in every corner of the nation, however remote. The hijacked plane attacks claimed nearly 3,000 lives and reshaped American foreign policy and domestic fears. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
People in Morocco slept in the streets of Marrakesh for a third straight night as soldiers and international aid teams in trucks and helicopters begin to fan into the remote mountain towns, which were hit hardest by the earthquake. The disaster has killed nearly 2,500 people. That number is still expected to rise. This is VOA News. Spanish Football Federation chief Luis Rubiales has quit his post on Sunday after 3 weeks of scandal over allegations he gave an unsolicited kiss to a player on the women's national team as they celebrated their World Cup victory last month. The latest on this now from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Rubiales announced his resignation in a statement in which he said his position had become untenable with the Spanish Football Federation. His kiss of player Jenny Hermoso after the World Cup win in Sydney on August 20th had caused outrage among players, government officials, and many in wider Spanish society and raised questions over sexism in sport. His decision comes after a Spanish prosecutor filed a complaint with the High Court against Rubiales on Friday for sexual assault and coercion. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Joint military drills between Armenia and U.S. forces kicked off Monday. It's the latest sign that Armenia is drifting from Moscow's orbit as Russia's invasion of Ukraine reshapes the post-Soviet space. The exercises come with frustration growing in Armenia that Russia has failed to act as a security guarantor as tensions build with historic rival Azerbaijan, which is backed by Turkey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tried to reassure Ukraine on Sunday that it will continue to be supported by its Western allies. Russia, however, just had local elections in four Ukrainian areas it illegally annexed, and Moscow appears determined to expand its invasion. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias has the details.
Blinken highlighted the suffering that Ukrainian civilians regularly go through as a result of Russian attacks. He was asked whether the United States will send long-range missiles to Ukraine, which could reach deep into Russian territories.
It's not only the weapon system itself, it's are Ukrainians trained on it? Are they able to maintain it? Can they use it effectively as part of their strategy? And we are working on that every single day. In terms of their targeting decisions, it's their decision, not ours.
Last week, Russian presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov dismissed the importance of U.S. support to Kyiv. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
A major Mediterranean storm swept through eastern Libya on Sunday and Monday, killing at least 25 people and damaging homes and roads. Footage on social media shows people stranded on the roofs of their vehicles while trying to get help in heavy floods. It is called Storm Daniel and has swept through the country. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.